Right On, presented by Melton Saddlery. 30 years of service to the racing industry at competitive prices. And Lower Long Farms, the home of Poster Boy, Soho Tribeca, Malmara, Pastor Stephen and Bacardi Lindy. On RSN Central,
Right On
with Dan Malicki.
12:29, this is RSN Central. It's time now to have a chat to Dan Malecki with Greenlight On as we talk some harness racing. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hello, Gareth. Good afternoon. It's an exciting weekend, isn't it, on either side of Australia this weekend?
Big racing, of course, with the Fremantle Pacing Cup on Friday night and then the Ballarat Pacing Cup on Saturday night. The champ, Gary Hall Sr., is about to join us, the Hall of Famer, the legendary trainer. And he's looking for another feature victory in a Fremantle Cup on Saturday night. He's got a host of chances. But, Dan, before we have a chat to Senior, Greenlight On here on RSN Central, brought to you by
Lower Long Farms, Gareth, who are making a real name in breeding in the Victorian harness industry. And their 2022 lineup in the stallion class is as good as it gets, with Poster Boy and Soho Tribeca, both from Australian Broodmares of the Year, and both eligible for the VicBred Pure first win bonus of $12,000. Malmara, the high-flying US import with a speed pedigree, the world's fastest pacer, Lather Up, the globe-trotting square gator, Speeding Spur, Shuttle Star, American Ideal, Pastor Stephen, the proven sire, whose book just goes so fast. He's providing not just frozen, but fresh chilled semen as well, Gareth. And top-class trot sire, Bacardi Lindy. Remember the name, it's Lower Long Farms, part of Northern Rivers Equine. The stallions, news, video links, social links and more are at nrequine.com.au.
It's a privilege and an honour to have the Hall of Fame and the legendary harness racing trainer, one of the great horsemen that I've ever come across. His name is Gary Hall Sr. and he joins us now live from Perth because once again he will play a major part in a feature race in WA. It's the Fremantle Cup on Friday night. He has four runners engaged, including the champ Chicago Bull. Good morning to you over there in the West, Gary Hall Senior. First of all, I need to ask you this question. Are you vaccinated?
Yes, double vax.
Thank God for that.
And got the booster. Oh, but that's a big rap you gave me. I'm embarrassed and I don't know whether if I deserve half of it, I'm happy.
Well,
thanks, mate.
How many Fremantle Cups have you won, Senior?
I think it's 10.
Yeah. How many pacing cups have you won?
11.
How many Inter Dominions?
3.
Yeah, I think your record speaks for itself, Dan.
Look, I've got him $1.10 to be in the legend class there. So I think if you're not, you are in, mate, because that's an extraordinary record that any trainer anywhere in the world would be proud of and envious of.
And that record goes back, which I find most fascinating about Gary Hall Sr. You had no family background, Senior. You taught yourself how to train a standard bred. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's probably was good for me because... Anyway, hello, Dan. How are you? I've got to say hello to you. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm good, Joe.
Yeah, no, I taught myself, and I think, you know, like, if you get too many ideas from too many different people, all of a sudden you can confuse yourself, and I'm easily confused, so I just taught myself, and I kept it real simple, and I think that's been the secret to my success, actually.
It's been the aerobic capacity with the heavy sand and the heavy cuts, and I think the biggest compliment you can get... Lindsay Smith, who is so respected around the country as a thoroughbred trainer, always says that Gary Hall Sr. is the best that he's seen as a horse trainer, especially in the harness, because the heavy sands, Sr., how did you, like, emulate that? What gave you that idea to train them, jog them, what, flat out for 15 minutes and in heavy sand? What inspired you to go down that path?
Well, you know... As in everything, necessity is, you know, a need you to start inventing things. And I didn't have anywhere to jog my horses, so I jogged around a firebreak around a property down in Maylands. And the property, the sand, it was all sand around the firebreak, and I started jogging in the sand only because I didn't have a track to jog on. Probably best thing that ever happened to me. If I had a track there, I probably would never have gone to the sand. But I jogged in the firebreak and realised that the horses were getting fitter and fitter and going, you know, they seemed to be going better than I thought they could at that stage. And from then, I've been in the game 55 years, probably since 1983 full time. So I have fine tuned it a bit and I've made a lot of mistakes like everyone does. But, you know, I sort of know what I'm doing in the sand, but when I go away, and that's the trouble I have. I've still won races like Inter Dominions and that when I've gone away, but without the sand, I don't know how people train them on top of the ground, because they go through shoes like you wouldn't believe, and they get a lot of joint problems and fetlock problems and that they don't in the sand. So I think it was a blessing in disguise that I did work around the firebreak and made that my own sort of thing.
Oh, well, it's not making excuses, is it? It's being able to work with the tools that you got, and there you go. Imagine the first person ever decided to fry an egg. Everyone would have thought they were nuts. You know what I mean? It's along those lines, Gary. And even beyond the training, which you've taken to a new level, you're not too bad in the breeding barn yourself, because you've produced a champion driver as well.
Yeah, well, that was a fluke as well, because I didn't mean it that way, but it was, because I, growing up, I admired Fred Kersley Senior and Fred Kersley Junior, and I thought, you know, if I get a son, I want him to be a rangeman, and I'm going to call him Gary Hall Junior, like Fred Kersley Senior and Fred Kersley Junior, sort of thing. And I never realised that it would come to fruition, and I produce someone as good as Junior, because I don't think he's got many peers in Australia, that's for sure.
Yep, he is a superstar. I'm glad he got his first injection as well with the Vax Senior. With a smile on my face.
Everyone wonders why I'm so grey. You know why? It's him.
Yeah, I know. I was reading him on social media. I thought Senior's got a few headaches here, but eventually you worked that out. Now, talk about remarkable horses. Chicago Bull, 101 starts. He's won $2.3 million. And was it a relief to see what he did there the other night, Senior? Because he's had so many problems over the last 12 months especially, but he sat in the breeze. He defeated a pretty handy field. Did that give you confidence heading into a race like a Fremantle Cup with your champ?
Yeah, it did. Well, you know, I was sort of doubting myself whether he should have been in the Fremantle Cup field, because his form was good, but it wasn't anything like I know he can do. And he ran two good fifths, but that's fifth. It's not, you know, he was hardly ever out of a place prior to this last year. And I was, you know, I just, he was working well at home, showing me everything that he needed to show me, but he wasn't putting it together at the races, albeit he had bad draws and off the track and didn't have a lot of luck. So the three runs coming back from a spell this time. So Friday night, I wanted him to, you know, put his hand up and show that he deserved to start in the Fremantle Cup, and there were people that were saying he didn't, and they were doubting him, and I got to admit I was doubting him as well, but I think he came out and proved that he's still pretty good. He faced the breeze outside the leader, who ran along to try and make him 156 over the 2500 to make it hard for him, and Junior said he went pretty easy, and Junior was over the moon, so as long as he's happy, I am.
So I think the longest losing sequence he'd had was four before this losing sequence, before he won last week. Pretty harsh for people to say he shouldn't be in there. I mean, it'd be the most recognisable name in harness racing in the last 5 to 6 years in WA. And what, they're going to say he's not going to get a start? I find that hard to believe. Roger Federer wants to play in your local tennis tournament and he hasn't played for 12 months. Are you going to say, sorry, mate, you haven't won one recently?
Yeah, I guess that's right. But, you know, I sort of think from the other side of the table, where there's people trying to get their horses in and they've got form horses and they miss a start because the Chicago Bull got in, you know. But now he's in there and nobody can say that he doesn't deserve his place. So that made me happy. That made me really happy. And I was a bit, you know, nervous Friday night before he went out there, and I was hoping he was going to, you know, run a good race and show that he deserved the start, and he's done that now, so that's made me pretty happy anyway. So.
Have you seen a difference in him this week just by getting that win? Like, did that give him a little bit of confidence, Senior?
The only thing I have noticed is that he's been too fat this time back, too big in condition, because he had a couple of setbacks and he just keeps piling the weight on. And, you know, like, he's a very lazy horse at home, very lazy. And I've sort of had to get stuck into him and that, and I couldn't sort of get the weight off him. And I think the last couple of runs he's had, he's tightened right up and he looks fantastic at the moment. I really wouldn't change anything I've done with him now, and I think he's ready for Friday night and he'll go good. I think he'll go as good as he can possibly go, and hopefully it's something like his best.
There's going to be a sea of blue and a sea of blue and gold, because between the Bonds and you've got eight of them, four from each stable.
Yeah, and Bondy's sort of got the early whip handle, hadn't he? He's got the whip handle at the moment because he's drawn 1 and 3 and he's got the lead sewn up. And I don't know what he's going to do, whether Vampiro will lead and Minstrel will sit on him, or Minstrel will lead and Vampiro will take a sit. I'm not sure. But
hopefully they don't stuff it up, senior, then.
They don't or I don't?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Are you hoping they do?
I hope they do.
There's a good chance, because I think Vampiro, like, their best horse is Minstrel. And Vampiro went well the other day, but he's no Minstrel. But Vampiro can probably cross him, but then Bull might sit outside of him and put Vampiro away over the longer trip. So it's a trick. It's tricky for the Bond camp for Mind Senior what they actually do with Vampiro.
Yeah, I'd still swap with them the draws, but
yeah,
I think. But I still think they've it's theirs to lose at the moment. And I think Chicago Bull would have derived a fair bit of benefit from last Friday night as well. So I'm hoping he goes that, you know, he's got that extra length up his sleeve that he probably needs to overcome the, you know, he might have to face the breeze the whole way. That's the way I'm looking at it. So I'd be much happier facing the breeze outside Vampiro, as you said, than Minstrel, for sure.
Senior, don't take this the wrong way. I love Chicago Bull. Everyone does. But he's closer to the end than he is to the start. And a horse that's probably closer to the start than he is to the end, I think, is the best horse in WA and potentially could be right up there as one of the best in Australia. Feel free to howl me down, because Gareth does all the time. Where does Magnificent Storm fit in? I know he's not one of yours, but I'd love your opinion on him.
I think he has to prove himself. I thought when I first saw him and he was going through the classes that he was the next, you know, the next champion in WA. But his form over the longer distance, he stopped a bit late in races and looked a bit soft. But Mighty Quinn used to do that at the same age too. But he's got all the artillery there, and if he can develop that little bit extra stamina, I'm sure he's going to be the new kid on the block for sure. He's a fantastic horse. As a matter of fact, I backed him at $7 in the Golden Nugget early days, and I had a pretty big bet on him. And, you know, as usual, I stopped him. That was his first defeat in Perth.
he's got a great trainer, Ray Williams. We all know that, Dan. And
yeah.
He's exciting. There's no doubt about that, Magnificent Storm. But he's still got to prove. Like, he can't win on Friday night from the draw.
I think he can.
Do you reckon?
I don't think he's been pushed out of the gate. They pushed him out of the gate when Belle Catherine led, and they fired out, and he was outside the leader. And I thought that night he was a little bit disappointing. But I think when he's held up for one run, when he doesn't do anything out of the gate and gets put in the race at the 1,200, I think he's a lot better. And I think he can still win. But, you know, like, I've won a few pacing cups and Fremantle Cups from bad barrier draws and gave myself no hope because the race was run the wrong way around. And we did nothing early and benefited from it. So that can happen. It doesn't look like it's going to happen on paper, but these races for this sort of money, you know, things happen that you don't expect.
And you got Lindsay Harper drawn too. See, you don't know really what's going to happen. Lindsay, he could push the button any time. Hey, who's the horse?
I'm going to have $5,000 on Minstrel and $5,000 on Magnificent Storm, and then neither of them could win. Bully might get the money.
Oh, we could talk about your punting stories all day, Senior. I think everybody would be entertained. Who's outside of Chicago Bull from your team? Who's the best chance?
Oh, definitely Belle Catherine.
Yeah.
And actually, if Belle Catherine had a drawn to lead, I reckon she would have been very hard to beat. She's going phenomenal at the moment, and really, really happy with the work on Wednesday. Yeah, I still wouldn't be surprised if she's flying home at the end and in the money somewhere around. That's for sure, because she is going really well. Best she's gone since I've had her.
Gareth Hall, Dan Malecki with you on Greenlight on here on RSN Central. And our special guest is the champion harness racing trainer from the West, the Hall of Famer, and Gary Hall Senior. So, Senior, Bull's your number one seed, Belle Catherine your number two seed. And who's the horse to beat in your eyes? Because I've declared Minstrel to everybody.
Yeah, definitely Minstrel, but I think there is the slight doubt I've got about Minstrel is the 2,500 being used out of the gate if he starts to fire up.
Yeah, all right then.
I'm sort of half open that Lindsay Harper has a go at trying to cross him, and then he has to push him out to hold the lead, and then he might fire up, and that's our chance of beating him. If he finds the lead easy and just settles, he will win for sure, I'd say.
Are they going to tie concrete blocks to the back of Vampiro or something? Why wouldn't he just cross them?
Because they don't want him to.
Yeah. If they cross him and he's worked and he gets too much pressure, he might drag back Minstrel.
Yeah.
He wasn't stopping the other night, though.
But he sat on Minstrel. He sat on someone.
Yeah, I think it was a short distance. It was 2100, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm thinking they might be thinking that if they cross Mistral, then Mistral might have trouble getting a run, because obviously they'll be thinking that Chicago Bulls outside the leader, and, you know, they might not try to lead with Vampiro. They might think it'll be to the detriment of both of them.
And you got, remember Chris Elf, he got 10 days, didn't he, Dan, for shoving Jody Quillen out of the way in that Breeders' Crown, or the Vic Bred final there on New Year's Eve? In Perth, they just push off, don't they, senior, if you're not travelling? Yeah. So Ryan Warwick's a chance to push off, but
sometimes
everybody...
Sometimes it's not even a matter of not travelling.
No, they just push. And, like, there's been a lot of people locking wheels in the West, so that would be a nightmare if that happens.
I think that's an exaggeration. I think you've been a Victoria too long, Gareth.
Well, I like the push-out rule in WA, because people go across the park.
It just shows you how fair-dinkum we are over here, you know. People don't push out in Melbourne. They never do, even when one horse don't push out down the back straight.
You can't go inside. You've got no sprint lanes. You've only got to go
That's why it makes it more entertaining racing. You don't need a sprint lane sometimes at GP, because a lot of the drivers push out.
I know. I don't know where Dan's coming from there. I hate sprint lanes and I hate big tracks. I like the smaller tracks, and they're the best racing, exciting racing. Perth's got much more exciting racing than anywhere in Australia, other than probably Mildura. You see runs, 1,200 and 1,300 and 1,400 metres out. You go to Melton, leaders back, three fence. You go to Menangle, everyone just sits there at the top of the straight. I think the bigger tracks have been one of the downfalls of harness racing.
Now, while we've got you on, while you're on fire at the moment, senior, who deserves to be crowned the Australian Horse of the Year?
It's a no-brainer. There's only one horse that can be crowned Horse of the Year.
Ladies in Red.
No, Ladies in Red can't possibly be crowned Horse of the Year. Cannot possibly. She's the best three-year-old filly I've ever seen. But she couldn't win a Miracle Mile. And although he's a bit one-dimensional, King of Swing, he's the Grand Circuit champion. He should be the Australian Horse of the Year. It should be a Lady Amazair.
Dan?
Look, I think you're right when you go to the top. But last week, to be fair, when you asked me who should be Horse of the Year,
you said
who should be Horse of the Year. I don't know whether it was an ambiguous statement that you didn't say Victoria or Australia. I think of my own backyard. Oh, okay. So I said Ladies in Red, Horse of the Year, Victoria.
No, because
for obvious reasons.
I think Adam Hamilton swings the obvious one in
Australia. Yeah.
Adam Hamilton. He believes Ladies in Red should be, because the three-year-old fillies don't get an opportunity to really compete outside of their own age group. So if they've been the clear standout senior, then why wouldn't you give it to a three-year-old filly? I'm with you for the record.
If she went into the Miracle Mile and drew Barrier 8 or something like King of Swing did and won the Miracle Mile...
But she's a three-year-old filly.
Yeah, but she doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. She's got to race those horses to be named Harness Horse of the Year. She can be named three-year-old filly, Australian three-year-old filly of the year, fine. But I'm telling you, one-on-one, she wouldn't beat King of Swing in a fit.
Who's the best horse in Australia at the moment? We've got Lochinvar Art Gate 2 in the Ballarat Cup, Expensive Ego drawn the second row, Spirit of St. Louis drawn Barry number one senior. If you could train one horse over here, who would you like to train?
Well, I'd love to train Lochinvar Art, but, you know, like he's Victorian, isn't he? David Moran's from Victoria.
100% Shepparton, yep.
Well, then Lochinvar Art's a better horse than Ladies in Red at this stage.
No, yeah, but I don't think anyone's arguing that.
Well, not in the last 11 and a half months.
Pardon?
Not in the last 11 and a half months.
No, but he's had injury problems from that. You know, got to give him a break. But when he was flying, he was the best horse in Australia, probably.
No doubt.
Yeah, and, it wasn't much between him and King of Swing. I think the difference between King of Swing and Lochinvar Art is King of Swing might have stayed more speed. But he's a bit more one-dimensional. He doesn't like being off the track, and he doesn't come from behind that often. So, you know. But
and you know firsthand, don't you?
Well, I'm not talking from a biased point of view, because I hate the horse. He's made me look like an idiot.
I was talking to Luke McCarthy there the other day, and I said to him, like, he's retiring King of Swing, or the connections are, after the Miracle Mile. And I was thinking, well, because of Andy and Todd McCarthy have had so much success up in North America, and because he's a beautifully bred stallion, King of Swing, I asked Luke if he would be competitive against the best in America, and Luke, without hesitation, said he would. And I said, would you love to take him to America? He says, actually, I would, Gareth, but I would have to talk to the connections, because the breeding season starts after the Miracle Mile. But it would add value to him if he could take out a big Route 1 in America, because he could be a shuttle stallion in a way if he had success in North America Senior.
Yeah, no, I've got to disagree with you on that one. If he went to America, he's getting older now, he's a stallion. Anything could happen to him over there. At the moment, if he went to stud this season, he's going to serve a full book of mares and for a really healthy service fee. So from a purely financial point of view, he has to go to...
You've got enough money anyway, Senior. It'd be great for Australia to have
American. I sold my share in it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I sold it to buy my boat.
How's your boat going?
It's out on the ocean at the moment. I'm at work in juniors fishing.
Okay. Well, there you go. At least you're working Chicago Bull this week, because he goes too wide on him, you tell me. Well, have you got a winner for us outside? Have you got a certainty for a Senior? Friday night. You got about five in one race.
Oh, there's one in one of the early races that could be an each way value that changed stables that trialled very good and could be a backline draw. It might get a bit of value, and I won't back it. Still, the Australian public's got a chance to win some money. It's called Sangre Real. You'd know
it. Okay. Yep. Formerly with Mouse Brenner, now with Joel Zinwood. All right then.
Yeah, yeah. It trialled really good, and it's always had a fair bit of ability. And that race is well within its reach, I think, for sure. If he lives up to his trial, and I thought he might be a bit of value. I can tip you a couple of short ones, but I reckon that's the best value one.
All right, and Gary Hall Jr.'s got, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 in race number 4, and Retrovision sponsoring the night, and they're great sponsors across there in the West, and he's decided to jump off to drive Mighty Ronaldo.
Yeah, that's understandable. He drove him last start instead of jumping Jack Mack, and I was upset about that because they were line ball and ability, and... He said, I'm not jumping off again. I lost the derby because I drove Jumping Jack Mack and not Mighty Ronaldo. I said, no, you didn't. You lost the derby because you murdered Jumping Jack Mack. So,
That's a very good point you make, Senior.
He drove it really bad. He raced Penny Tiger for the lead, I think, and cost himself the race. But Jumping Jack Mack was going for a spell, so I said, it's probably better if you stay with Mighty Ronaldo because he's just come back from a spell. And I think he thinks Mighty Ronaldo's got that Quinny-like speed. He's very, very quick. I'm not saying he's any Mighty Quinn, but
he's
very, very fast.
You're not comparing him to Quinny, are you, Senior?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying he's got that type of speed that you need to put yourself in good races, and win them. And he's a really nice horse. So I've got 4 in that race, and I think I'll be running second to Mighty Ronaldo.
Wow. Well, there's the lead there. You made the reference to I'm the Mighty Quinn a couple of times this morning, so it shows you just after so many years, you still can't forget about the great horse. Tell us, I'm interested in this. What's the name of your boat?
Stop it, Dad. These questions you all know the answer to.
What is
Mighty
it?
Quinn.
Oh, there you go. Hey, just quickly, Sam, I don't want to get too political, but Chris Lewis... is this the last Fremantle Cup we'll see him in?
If he doesn't get vaccinated, probably.
Yeah,
but,
I hope it isn't.
I don't know why he's not getting vaccinated. He doesn't believe in it, and that's his right. And it'd be sad to lose a driver of his calibre. He's like me. He's getting towards the end of his career. And, I'd be sad to see him go out for this reason, that's for sure. I'd like to see him go and get vaccinated. I think 90% of the people in Australia have been vaccinated, and I don't think there's been too many people with a lot of problems. So I don't know what... I haven't had anyone give me a serious argument why you shouldn't be vaccinated.
No, it'd be sad just to see Chris Lewis end his career like that. He's a champion of the game, and, this is not the last time we see him compete in the Fremantle Cup.
No, probably... They'll relax the rule after a while when they like they have in Sydney, where unvaccinated people can still drive in that over there, I believe. So, I think eventually that's probably going to happen here, and so he might just have a few months on the sideline. I don't know, but I thought he'd weaken and get vaccinated, but apparently he hasn't yet. So
yeah, well, Senior, we wish you the best of luck on Friday night. In the Fremantle Cup, geez, it would bring the house down right across the country for all of the racing fans if Little Bull and can record another victory at Group 1 level. And he'll be going close to, what, $3.5 million or $2.5 million if he can win on Friday night. And if he can win, it would be one of your great training performances. So we wish you the best of luck, and thanks for joining us, mate, on RSN Central's Green Light On.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Can I ask Dan a question?
Yes, go ahead. This is your show after all, G-Hawk.
Do you already know the answer?
I don't. No, I don't. Do you think that West Australian harness racing is as easy to win over here as what all the guys over there seem to say, Adam Hamilton and Boddington and all them, you know, like, or do you think that we've got a real high quality at the top level?
Oh, look, I do. It's my second favourite place of racing. I make no secret about that. And I've sent a lot of horses there over the years. A lot of them end up going to Andrew DeCampo for a period of time. And I found a place where the horses were suited to it. I know your handicapping conditions have changed a bit, but I rate it. I just mentioned before about the horse that I tend to think could well become the best horse in Australia. And he's in WA at the moment. And The best Inter Dominion I've ever seen, and I say this, and it's hard for me to say because I didn't call it, but when I'm the Mighty Quinn won the Inter Dominion at Costa Park that night, that unequivocally was the greatest harness racing moment that I've soaked up ever in my life. So I don't think it is the best. And it's hard for me to say because I'm a very parochial Victorian, and anyone there that night and the Joe Fest in a Dominion, two of the greatest I've ever seen. So, no, I'm on your side if indeed there are two sides here.
It's just that everyone keeps saying, if we're so good, why don't we go over there? But then there's the reverse side to that question. If we're so bad, why don't they bring their horses over here and take our pacing cups in that bet? They haven't been able to do it for the last few years because of
300K you race tomorrow night. 300,000. I mean, we haven't got too many races at that level and above here or anywhere on the eastern
seaboard. We can't get over there, senior. Otherwise, we would come.
No, but this, I'm not talking now. I'm talking in the past. Yeah. They were 350 and 450 in the last few years, and nobody came. I'll tell you why they didn't come. They couldn't beat Chicago Bull if they came here, and they couldn't beat the Mighty Quinn when he was here.
And that's why
they didn't come. But then they say, oh, these Mighty Quinn's only beaten up on the weak Perth horses, and Chicago Bull's only beaten up on weak Perth horses. But I think that's definitely wrong.
Didn't come from you, Kaiser.
It didn't come from Dan. I can tell you it did come from, but I don't want to embarrass him.
People think we're related, senior, anyway. But it's always a pleasure catching up with you. It is true. Say hello to Karen or Mum, and we'll catch up when we see you next time, senior. Good luck.
All right. See you, Dan. See you,
Gareth. There's the champ. You could listen to Gary Hall Senior. In fact, I might do a Your Story with Gary Hall Senior because he's a fascinating man with his philosophies on training horses. Like, he doesn't rug them. He's a genius in a way, Dan.
Yeah, he is. Chat about his first ever drive. On his first horse. He stayed closer to the outside rail than he did the inside. I know that.
Hey, who wins the Ballarat Cup? We'll preview this race tomorrow on RSN Central as well in a little bit more detail with you.
I'm not sure. Maybe Expensive Eagle. Concerned that those horses are first up since the Inter Dominion. Lochinvar Art. There's a bit of D-Day about tomorrow as far as I'm concerned. It's Saturday night. I want to see him go better than last week. I'm just a little concerned, Gareth.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he does. Good on you, Dan.